From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The nation is paying tribute to its war veterans today.
Order!
A military honor guard at Arlington National Cemetery during the annual wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns. President Obama made the traditional trip there this morning after hosting a special breakfast at the White House with a group of veterans and their families. On a gray, rainy day, he placed a wreath at the tomb and then placed his hand over his heart as a bugler played taps. During his remarks, Mr. Obama acknowledged the debt the nation owes to service members and their families.
To our veterans, to the fallen, and to their families, there's no tribute, no commemoration, no praise that can truly match the magnitude of your service and your sacrifice.
Mr. Obama led the ceremony at Arlington a day after leading a memorial service at Fort Hood, Texas, for those who were killed in last week's shootings. The attorney representing the U.S. Army psychiatrist suspected in the Fort Hood shootings says no formal charges have been filed, and he says he's worried that President Obama's visit to the post yesterday could make it difficult for his client legally. From Killeen, Texas, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Retired Colonel John Galligan is representing Nidal Hassan. He's had his first meeting with his client at a hospital in San Antonio. Galligan says Hassan's family hired him and that his client was able to talk. Outside the noisy entrance to Fort Hood, Galligan told CNN that he's concerned the president's visit to Fort Hood yesterday could make it difficult for his client to get a fair trial there.
And any defense counsel mindful of the events of yesterday, I think would share in my at least concern that that be a factor among others that has to be reviewed.
Galligan is reluctant to talk about any details in the case, saying his client hasn't even received formal notice of charges being filed. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
The search continues for a second U.S. soldier who disappeared last week in Afghanistan while trying to recover airdrop supplies that fell into a river. NATO says military divers have found the body of the other soldier. Police had said the two were swept away by the river as they tried to recover the supplies. Officials say a roadside bomb has killed at least six security officers in a Pakistani region close to the Afghan border. Today's attack took place in an area that's seen sporadic army offensive against militants over the last year. It's more than 100 miles north of where the army is staging a major assault against the Taliban. On Wall Street, stocks are rising. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 20 points at 10,266. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 9 points at 2160. And the S&P 500 is up 3 points. And from Washington, this is NPR News. A man who stabbed a pregnant Egyptian woman to death in a German courtroom has been sentenced to life in prison. The stabbing shocked Germany and outraged the Muslim world. Germany has the second largest Muslim population in Western Europe after France, and some groups criticized the German government for taking several days to condemn the murder. The Mormon Church has endorsed a pair of gay rights measures in Salt Lake City despite its steadfast opposition to gay marriage. The measures banning job and housing discrimination against gays passed unanimously. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The anti-discrimination ordinances are the first in Utah and are consistent with earlier statements by Mormon leaders rejecting job and housing bias aimed at gays. But the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints did not act on those statements until Tuesday night, when a spokesman told the Salt Lake City Council the ordinances are fair and reasonable and do not do violence to the institution of marriage. Extensive Mormon support for California's ballot measure banning gay marriage made the faith a target of gay rights groups. Gay rights activists and Mormon leaders met in secret in the days preceding the Salt Lake City vote. They agreed to language exempting religious groups from some elements of the ordinances. Now attention turns to the Utah legislature, where the vast majority of lawmakers are Mormon. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida are heading up the East Coast. The storm has brought heavy rain to southern states. The National Weather Service has issued flood watches and warnings for most of North Carolina, where meteorologists expect rainfall amounts of up to 5 inches by tomorrow morning. In Georgia, heavy rain has caused several creeks in the Atlanta area to flood. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.